So now we are doing the Sicha Pinchas Aleph in Chelek Yud Gimel. It's a fascinating Sicha, and I'm not the one saying it, the Rebbe says it. Interesting, in the unedited version of the Sicha, in Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, Tavshin Chavav, 1966, the Rebbe said at some stage of the Sicha, towards the end, when he brings this beautiful insight, the Rebbe says that over here we see that all the chalakim, all the sections of Torah are connected one another. And even though the Gemara tells us that you shouldn't say this piece of Torah is nice, etc., but nevertheless we find in the Tzemach Tzedek, in the Sefer, Derech Mitzvei Secha, that sometimes after explaining something with Pnimiyus Inyanim, he'll write out from amazement, from hafla, the Tzemach Tzedek would write, Mane'imim chukav u'mishpatav baruch hu. How beautiful, how sweet is Hashem's Torah. And that's at some stage in the Sicha, the Rebbe says it. As you'll see in a moment, why it comes down in such a Sicha so beautifully. So first and foremost, it's a Rashi Sicha. It's a Rashi on the story of Benois Slavchad, which happens in this week's Parsha, that Moshe did not know what to answer them. Vayakriv Moshe es mishpaton lifnei Hashem. That Moshe presented their judgment to Hashem. Comes Rashi and says two explanations what happened over here. Number one, nis'alma mimenu halacha. Number one, the halacha disappeared from him. He didn't have it. V'kan nifran, over here, he was punished. Al shenatala Torah leimar, he took the crown. In other words, he claimed. V'adavar ashiksha michem takriven alai. Whatever is difficult for you, bring to me. And because he said that, and it came across a bit haughty, as if you should be presenting it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not yourself, therefore he was punished now. Davar Acher, another opinion, and the Rebbe says, over here also, in the other opinion, it's also the same thing. Nis'alma mimenu halacha, the halacha was taken away from him, but this is different. Why? The truth is, this parsha should have been written through Moshe, but the daughters of Tzlavchad merited and it was written through them. So comes the Rebbe and obviously asks the big question, why two? What happened over here? Why are we having two different reasons for to explain what happened to Moshe? Obviously, each one is lacking something as the Rebbe's basic principle, and the first one must be stronger. And the Rebbe asks many questions. And ultimately, the Rebbe gets the answer in Eis Beis. And the Rebbe says the following. Moshe Rabbeinu learned everything from the Eibishter. Learned Hakol Moshe Mesinai. So it cannot be that he didn't know it yet. But rather, the Mishpat, the judgment, in other words, the final Psak Din, he forgot. He remembered the case. It's not as if a davar, like that's why it says, Rashi's problem was, why does it say, Vayakav Moshe es mishpatan lifnei Hashem, their judgment? It seems like he knew everything else besides the judgment. Why didn't it say davar? Because ultimately he knew everything. He learned it by Sinai. Elamai, he forgot the judgment. So the question is, how is it possible that he forgot the judgment? The question is not why he forgot the whole thing, because it's not true. He didn't forget the whole thing. The pasuk says he just forgot the judgment. And over here, Rashi comes and answers two answers. And each one is lacking, but the first one is better. The first one says, Moshe Rabbeinu was too haughty, and therefore now he was punished. But the problem is, that happened 40 years ago. And the Spnei Slavchad is happening in the last year. So l'chor, it's shver that Hashem waited 39 years to punish him for the thing he did. It's shvet. It doesn't sit well. On the other hand, you come with the second answer, and the second answer is that the Bnei Slavchad merited that it would come to them. But the problem with this answer is, so because Bnei Slavchad merited, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu has to lose out, that Moshe, the Kibbal Torah Misinai, he has to forget something just for their schus, and because that's shver, therefore that's the answer is second. And it's at this stage in Ois Dalet that the Rebbe, you know, broke out in his spilos. He says, "Min yanim hamuflaim," one of the most amazing things in this Rashi. And the Rebbe refers to a Gemara. This Gemara is in Yevamos, which says that if a Talmid Chacham taught halacha, but there was an agenda to it, That means something happened to him, and he became a negeh bedavar. In the words of Tosfos, it became personal. Then you don't listen to him. However, if you gave the psak before it became personal to him, then he can. Comes the Rebbe and says, now we can understand why there's two situations why Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Which two situations did Moshe Rabbeinu forget? Number one, by Maisa Zimri, which is last parsha, Parsha's Balak, that he forgot what to do with Zimri. Number two, he forgets the parsha right after in Parsha's Pinchas with Neislavcha. There's another time he forgot in Parsha's Matos, but there, over there, we saw Balich Lal Kas, Balich Lal Tos. Over there, Moshe made him got angry, and therefore he had a mistake. So Rashi explained it. But these two reasons, these two cases, there was no Kas. Says the Rebbe, you could say, based on that Tosfos, if you're Negeh B'Dover, these two situations, Moshe was Negeh B'Dover, was personal. Why? Because Zimri was screaming with this woman and saying, can I be with her? And if you're going to say no, Bas Yisrei Mi'itir Allah, who allowed you to be with the daughter of Yisrei? In other words, he was attacking Moshe personally. Because he's attacking Moshe personally, what Moshe Rabbeinu will say, if he doesn't consult with the Eibishter, he has an agenda. So too, with the story of Bnei Tzlavchad, technically, seemingly, Bnei Tzlavchad has nothing to do with Moshe. But what did they say? They said the words, V'hu lo'y ho'ya ba'das Korach. Our father died, but let me tell you why he died. He didn't die because of Korach. Aha! In other words, he wasn't one of your nemesis, so they made it personal. And that's why these dafka, these two nis'alm menu halacha, so that the Eibishter could tell it to him and he could take guidance from Hashem, and nobody could sit there saying he did it. Comes the Rebbe into Aris and asks a question. So why do you trust him still? Maybe he's corrupting what Hashem said. So the Rebbe gives a few answers. And one of the answers he gives is Milsa David Liguya Le Meshakmi Inchi, something that will eventually be discovered, that we will know. This is Na'ara 35. Something that people will eventually know, you wouldn't lie. And because Moshe Rabbeinu would eventually write the Torah, and he would have to write this case over here, so there's no way that he would lie. Asks the Rebbe Shuli Agilian in the footnote, on the footnote, maybe he would lie in the Torah itself, Lachman Litzan. He would actually write in the Torah the false narrative to fit his agenda. Says the Rebbe, you cannot say, you couldn't suspect him to do something like that, to change Torah shebichsav, and all the dinim that are connected to it based on a personal agenda. We're not going to give him that suspicion. So once Moshe Rabbeinu consults with the Eibishter, and Hashem's the one that tells him that, now they could accept it. Because if Moshe had said it himself, al pi halacha, according to Tosfos, not necessarily would the Jews be allowed to accept halacha from him. Because it already happened negeh b'davar. So there was impossible, even though technically every other part of Torah came through Moshe, these two situations had to be in the moment, a consultation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because otherwise, if Moshe had taught them when they happened, that he would be considered to have part of the agenda. And it's at this moment that the Rebbe broke on the spilus to see the beautiful connection between a shtickle Tosfos, halacha, and a simple pshutei shel mikra Rashi on why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the answer.